I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day, home team of real estate teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. And ask me questions, tom@wfra.com. Any questions you want me to bring to Jay for our weekly podcast.
Yeah, we also just had our podcast page updated on WFRE.com where people can put their questions in directly.
Okay.
Just updated that last week.
There's going to be some new things happening with our podcast, right? This will make it easier access, easier for you to ask questions and communicate with us.
Yes, yes. It's on there. You can ask any question you want. We're never offended by anything. We're never afraid to have any questions. No questions are dumb.
No.
We're here to provide as much information as we can to your listeners.
We've been doing this now for about a year. We're coming up on our 50th podcast. I don't know how many. We think of new stuff every week, but we want to hear from you, see what you want to hear.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to know what people out there. You know, I'm in the industry, so it's hard for me to think of things that people wouldn't think of. And, you know, we want to know what people are curious about.
We've been doing this now together for going on 7 years, I guess, endorsing Jay and doing our podcast now for the past year. And so here we are coming into fall. We are coming into the holiday season. Is it busy at Jay Day and the Day home team right now? People calling?
It is. It is. It's so funny because I've been seeing a lot of other agents posting stuff about what's going on with the slowdown. And every time I see it, I just sort of shake my head and I'm like, slow down. I don't quite understand what they're talking about. If anything, it's been really busy. And you know, you and I have talked about this for a bit. Right before the holidays, there's another big burst. People want to get into their homes before the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas. This is a time of year where, you know, people have all the family over. It's a great experience. And they want to get into that new home just before the before the holidays hit.
Well,
so
it happens quick. Everybody's done with their vacations. We get to Labor Day, then they start thinking, man, we really wanted to be moved before the holidays.
Yeah, because you know we get in the summer, they get all stuck thinking about all their vacations, and then it's a chaos of getting the kids back to school. And then once the kids are back to school, life becomes normal again. You know, the kids are in school, people are going to work, doing what needs to be done. And then the reality hits of, like you said, oh my gosh, Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up. The holidays are coming up. And I really want to make that move. Last year, we had too many people here. It was too tight. We can't fit people around the table for, you know, in the dining room. We need to make this move.
That sounds kind of incredible. So here we are about in the middle of October. If you were going to sell your home and you met the qualifications, that home could be sold before the holidays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We run into it all the time. And like I said, it's when we meet with our people, we find out, you know, what is their goal? And if their goal is to be in or to be out before the holidays, we work on making that happen. And the funny thing is a lot of people think that the, you know, spring is the time to do it. And, you know, I disagree. Right now, inventory starts to slide. So there's even less homes available. There's still a demand for homes. So right now, getting your house on the market, you're actually going to get even more exposure and you're having less competition, which is a great thing because if there's limited inventory, more and more people are going to say, well, I don't have many choices. I need to make this move. And I've got, you know, only 20 homes to choose from, and one of them is going to be mine.
Interest rates are still reasonable, correct?
Yeah, interest rates are still great. I mean, talking with a lot of people of, you know, that are renting them. I just had a meeting this morning. You know, if a rent, yeah, someone's paying $1,500, $1,800 a month in rent, that's sort of silly when you can actually get in and own a home for even less money than have some tax savings as well.
And there's big news coming with Jay Day and the Day home team. We've talked for years. If you live in Maryland, Virginia, or Southern Pennsylvania, and you're buying or selling a home, call Jay. And we have big news.
We have big news. We, we're listening to your listeners and they've been asking us to be able to launch into West Virginia. So we'll be having, maybe we'll even try and come in and do an announcement when it happens, but we are getting closer and closer to being able to provide real estate services to sellers and buyers in the wonderful state of West Virginia.
Wild, wonderful. I mean, it's right here. We rock Martinsburg, Charlestown, the entire north of the panhandle. Berkeley Springs. Good morning. We love you guys in Berkeley Springs.
Oh, yeah. Martinsburg is where I ended up having to go to get my fingerprints and background check done. That was done a couple of weeks ago. So I'm working on it. A couple agents on the team are working on it, and we'll have that big announcement soon. But if you're thinking about selling in West Virginia or buying, we're almost ready to help you. I mean, at least I get Facebook messages all the time from your listeners asking, are you in West Virginia yet? Are you going to do West Virginia? And then finally, you know, it's been years. I'm like, I need to finally do this and provide that service that your listeners have been asking for.
Excellent. So you're going to be four states. You're going to be covering the quad state area.
I know. It's so funny. I was telling my wife, you know, I've been known as the tri-state realtor for so long. It's sort of scary to go in, you know, I'm like, I'm losing my tri-state name and I'm becoming the quad state. But hey, you know, like I said, our listeners are there. There's a drastic need. Apparently, they're struggling with getting their home sold. These stories that I'm seeing from people that are sending me messages on Facebook, it's actually forced me to say, you know, we need to do something to help these people out. And they're it's funny, Tom, because I heard Tom talking about, you know, this person sold their home. You did this, you did that. We need you out here. What has taken you so long?
Nah, that's awesome. And you mentioned earlier you met one of our listeners just recently who heard us talking about Jay on the radio.
Yeah, it was funny. I was covering for one of our agents and I went to go. They called you. They called us after listening to you and needed to sell their home in Frederick. And, you know, we met with them, did the paperwork, and they had a lot of work that needed to be done. They needed to paint the home, do some different things. So I went in to make sure the house was ready before the photographer comes in. And the guy said to me, you know, I love the spots. He said, I love the jingle from Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. He said, but I'll tell you, 3 weeks I've been sitting here working on doing things for this house. I've been painting, and I keep hearing, you know, Gary say and Tom say, you know, start packing. He's like, you need to change a jingle and put start painting, then you can start packing.
Excellent.
to get the house ready. But yeah, we've got that one. It actually just went on the market yesterday.
Nice. You know, I have not been able to watch Dancing with the Stars, but another endorser, Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, endorses Jay. I've not been able to follow her on Dancing with the Stars.
She's out. I think she was only in one or maybe two. But she's a spitfire.
Takes a lot of guts to go on that show.
It does. It does. And she's a feisty one. Yeah, she got some headlines on maybe being a little handsy with a dancer.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's what that show is all about.
But she's a spitfire, and we're very fortunate. Like I said, you know, we've got you, we've got Barbara, we've got Gary.
I can't believe you're putting me in that category. Gary LaVox, Rascal Flatts, and Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank.
Yeah, buddy. You know, they may be celebrities outside of, you know, Frederick, but, you know, you are the celebrity in Frederick, Tom. People get so excited to know that I meet with you and that we have this show together.
Oh, that's good. That blows me away. That really humbles me every time. That makes me so happy to think that maybe I could help somebody out in a tough situation, an emotional situation moving that's really tough on somebody, and to help them out, send you to the J Day and the Day home team.
Yeah, and it's funny, Tom, because a lot of people really want to know. They're like, are you really friends with Tom? How do you know Tom? Who, you know, and I tell them, like, Tom and I have built a bond and a friendship over these years. I said, yeah, I know him well. I said, you know, we talk outside of the station. You know, we have our tradition of going to our game. I said, you know, he's just a great, great guy.
Oh, Jay, come on, man. You sponsor all of our events. 4th of July, in the street. You work with Christmas Cash for Kids for our sister station. You are a big sponsor for the Family Phenomenon, Patty Pilatus Fund. You are in the community, and we are together at a lot of events.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm excited to announce, too. I don't know if the word's made it out to you guys yet, but we're also one of the sponsors for the Christmas show with Phil Vassar and Kelly Pickler.
Phil Vassar and Kelly Pickler. That's going to be December the 22nd at the Weinberg Center for the Performing Arts, and that is going to be a Christmas show. December 22nd, man, that's cutting it tight.
I know. I saw the date. Unfortunately, my wife and I won't be able to make that one, but Mom will be there standing in for us. And,
nice.
You know, again, another great event. And, you know, my mom went and saw Phil, I think it was 2 years ago.
Well, we had him at the Weinberg Center. Was that show.
She was all excited when I told her. Yeah. Good stuff. And Christmas shows are always fun anyway.
It's a great time of the year. Are you going to be involved with Cash for Kids this year? Are we going to do our shopping for our sister station?
Yes, we'll be there. What is it, 4:30, 5 in the morning?
Don't tell me. Don't ask me when. Don't ask me when. I just know it's a Sunday morning and we all show up and shop for the kids.
Yeah. And then we've got Stuff a Bus coming up as well.
That's right. We'll be stuffing a bus for the Frederick Food Bank. So see, Jay is not only a real estate salesman, he is a member of the community, gives back to the community. His mother, Angie, his daughter, Serena, Christina, all of her family, they're at all of these events, given back to Frederick County because it's the greatest place to live.
Oh, it is. That's why we moved back here. We love it.
Every week we feature on our podcast a house of the week. You should pay attention to these because these are awesome. House of the week this week.
All right. It's from another one of your listeners. Great penthouse condo in Warman's Mill.
Somebody who's going to narrow it down, sell some things, move into a condo, make their life easier.
Yes. And say that, you know, this is Warman's Mill is a hot spot anyway. It's a wonderful place to be. And this condo is a penthouse for people that have a home but don't want to have to deal with the maintenance, or if you just want a lot of space. This condo is almost 3,000 square feet.
All right, that's a big condo.
Three bedrooms, two full bathrooms, two half bathrooms, custom tile, custom kitchen, two balconies. The cool thing, too, with this condo, they have two storage units in addition to all that space and two parking spaces that are actually in the garage below grade, and it's in an elevator building. So I don't know what more you could get. It's listed for $450. It's 3030 Mill Island Parkway, Unit 410 in Frederick. Again, it's in Warman's Mill. It's great. If you want to see the photos of this, go to WFRE.com, look up J-Day's podcast, and we'll have the house of the week and a tour. And on this one, we actually did a cool 3D tour where you can walk through the house right online with the click of your mouse as well.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing what they're doing now with videography, with drones looking at these things. You almost don't have to go to a showing.
Exactly. You can see it all right there from your computer or from your cell phone.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
With our weekly real estate podcast at WFRE.com, thank you so much for listening. Send us your questions and tell your friends all about it.